New lockdowns keep chipping away at jobs. Continuing claims from those still receiving benefits also worse than expected, up by 200,000 to 5.27 million.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialist. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late-night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good reefer. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was, Nixon, that's really good weed. I can't believe I'm doing it.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly. Why, certainly. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making it's damn good reefer. Yeah, the budge on fire. The budge on fire. Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur-lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure. I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague.
I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh, sure.
Bowtie.
Yeah,
bowtie.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, Pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you do Aunt B?
Yeah. Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Oh, to return to the days when the biggest crisis in America was seeds in Aunt B's marijuana.
Holy!
It's Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Lots to talk about. Terry Adams is here along with Rosie.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeff. What? What?
Please clap.
I'm not even a sleepy Jeb is awake this afternoon. How's everybody?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm okay. Today was... In fact, I didn't even realize it until Rich was doing the timeline this morning. January 14th. That day sounded familiar.
What's up with January 14th?
Today is... the anniversary of my very first show ever on the radio.
Wow. How long ago was that? What year was that?
We're avoiding that part of the celebration.
I apologize. I didn't get the memo.
But I posted this. This is an actual Chicago Tribune ad back when they used to promote radio talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. because they figured...
how much harm can you do? Right?
Exactly. That was exactly. Make your mistakes.
Little did they know.
I know, and he's listening, and I'm still
exactly.
making them.
Well,
that's the fun part. I'm never really, you're never really quite past the point where you make mistakes.
Yeah, you're going off the air at, you know, 6 now, so you ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, they've let me on to a time slot where more people are listening, but what people don't understand is that, and I've talked about this on the air, that ad, that's how our family spelled our name. It's always been pronounced the way we pronounce it, Budil, but it was spelled B-U-D-I-L, and even my father, I've got to do the ancestry thing sometime.
Wow, look at that picture.
Because it had to be shortened from something longer. Buttalovsky or something like that.
Yeah.
I know that...
what country were your ancestors from?
Czechoslovakia, Germany.
Germany?
You don't even want to admit that because that automatically makes you a Hitler descendant,
right?
Yeah. Speaking of Hitler, isn't it funny? In fact, we should make this something really special today. Because when I saw this, I literally laughed out loud.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budil.
Over 2 trading periods, Facebook and Twitter have wiped out $51.2 billion in their combined market value.
Sweet.
Since banning Trump from their platforms.
When saw that.
The people speaking with their money.
Yes. $51 billion. You got to be a very special kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Rectum.
Yeah, that's a good start. To be able to, in 2 days...
That's amazing.
Well, we've seen companies, you know, go down in value and stocks go down in value. Hell, I remember buying Continental Airlines.
So you're the one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the guy, you know, he had my ear. He was my 12-step sponsor.
Oh.
And he was a broker. He says, I got a tip, man. Continental's going up.
Conflict of interest.
So why don't you buy, just give me $1,200 and we'll leverage the rest by $3,000 overall and make some money. Well, he was right. It went up in value. Now, I don't remember the circumstances. I don't know if it was Black Thursday or whatever it was in 1980. I really don't remember. I think it was 87. Maybe 88. I don't know. One day I get a call from him. I need money from you. For what? Because your margin call. So I had to yak up the $1,800 on the margin call, and I watched. I think I netted $54 out of that.
Holy smokes.
$3,000. That's why I always say, if you hear that I've invested in something and you're in it, get out, because it's going nowhere fast. Speaking of going nowhere fast, the market overall today, as Brandt has been saying, it's, you know, a little of this, a little of that. It was, Dow's only down 68 points. I think the market is kind of holding its breath to see where everything goes. No doubt. Higher unemployment numbers. They keep these states shut down. What do they expect?
It's insanity.
You know, some businesses were able to survive the holidays, but that buying period is over, and that many more have gone under. It's so sad. This is all so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who, I didn't put this on Facebook because it's kind of personal. But it's a badge. It says, I received the COVID-19 vaccine. See this?
Wow.
Now, what is it? I don't know if what that might entitle you to. Something you could show, you know, a masked Nazi, you know, who gets hysterical. Hey, I got the vaccine. But does having the vaccine, I mean, now you may not have it, but can you still be a carrier?
I don't think they know enough about it.
I agree. That's what I said this morning. I think there's so much still to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have achieved a vaccine. Johnson & Johnson's got the next one coming out.
Oh, boy.
And we've seen some stories. There's been a few deaths.
Yeah, quite a few.
Here and there. I don't know. On the other hand, I know a number of people who have gotten it, reporting that they had some symptoms, mm-hmm. but they went away. And I guess the second one leaves your arm really sore.
Yeah, Bell's palsy or God knows what else.
But I'm riding my bike. That's...
There you go. You're good. You're good. Don't worry about a vaccine. You're riding your bike. It's all good. I think Eddie Bader would back me up on this. I'm telling you.
Here's a story from Canada, eh?
Hey.
Posted this afternoon. News from Quebec.
Quebec.
I just confirmed with Sherbrooke police that a husband and wife were fined for walking after curfew with the man on a leash. The officer told me her defense was she is allowed to walk a dog after curfew. So all she did was put the leash on her husband.
Yeah.
They were fined $1,500 each.
Well, that was a funny joke. I hope it was worth $3,000.
Yeah, that's...
Man, he could have been arrested in Continental Air with it.
That's awfully. There's a story about the two... And you know, here's the interesting thing. Big tech clowns wipe out $51 billion in combined market since banning free speech. I've had 10 hits on that thing. So obviously, Facebook doesn't want that to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally, many more people than that would be at least applauding.
Yeah, they're shadow banning it.
I mean, and we put a picture of a sandwich up this morning, and that's already had, look at 120 hits on a BLT.
Well, why don't you type something in your Facebook and ask how many people have seen this, just to find out if it's been, I bet you it's been shadow banned, that they don't see it. It didn't come up in their feed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that goes to the link, 100% fed up. That's a uber conservative site.
Yep.
Aaron Matofsky, arrested for involvement in the Capitol riot, and his New York Supreme Court judge father. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Matofsky, arrested for involvement in the Capitol riot, his New York Supreme Court judge father, are both registered Democrats. You think there was a little planning behind all that? James O'Keefe threatens Twitter's Jack Dorsey. We have the whistleblowers. Leftist suspected Ojan provocateur John Sullivan filming instigating Capitol protesters to commit crimes. That was a Reichstag event, wasn't it?
Sure seems like it. Well, there was so much that went on, and it depends on who you listen to. A lot of people say that there were black ops guys in there, the ones that were fully covered, their faces. They were working for Trump, and their job there was to get Pelosi and another one's laptop, which they did. And the stuff they found on her laptop, she should be hung for treason for what they found on her laptop.
I still want to know what he was that was insightful. What did he say? March to Capitol Hill? Listen, now this to me is insightful speech.
If you want the next 4 years looking like the last eight, then I'm not your candidate. But if you want real change.
Real change.
If you want an economy that rewards work.
Whoa.
And that works not just for Wall Street, but also for Main Street.
Whoa.
If you want tax relief for the middle class and millions of new jobs.
So backwards, speaking
if you want
backwards.
Healthcare you can afford and education everything's so that your kids
backwards.
Can
yeah, I can afford it a lot better.
Then, Elko, I need you.
I need
you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And
yeah.
If they tell you that, well, we're not sure where he stands on guns, I want you to say he believes in the Second Amendment. If they tell you, well, he's going to raise your taxes, you say, no, he's not. He's going to lower them.
Backwards.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's all gaslighting. Oh, yeah, get in their face. Oh, get in their face. Jerk off. Here's Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Harry, I have a good question for you.
Me?
I myself have not had a social media presence yet, and I'm all so glad at this point. So, but in the future, what the hell do you think is going to happen to these platforms, and how is a person supposed to communicate in the future world? They have made it almost mandatory to be on social media and to do certain kinds of business. And with what's going on with censorship and all that, where do you think it is going? Because you study this stuff a whole lot, I listen to your show, and I'm painting windows on a ladder. I would love to just hang up and listen to what your opinion is if you want to give one, sir.
Sure. Sure, I'd be glad to.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think Google used China to try out their social media score. I think that's coming here.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Curt Schilling, Hall of Fame nominee, Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
AIG Insurance dropped him as a customer because of his social media score.
Yeah. It's coming.
It's here.
Yeah. They're going to monitor everything we say, and if you're very critical of the treason that's going on in D.C., next thing you know, you're not going to be able to get this upgrade or that upgrade, or they're going to limit this and limit that. They're going to get you every which way they can. That's where this is going. Basically, they're going to use social media to surveil you. And actually, you're allowing them to surveil you by the stuff you put out there. I've never understood people that get on Facebook and, well, I went to the store this morning at 8 o'clock and I bought some da-da-da-da-da, and then I went home and I went there and I went there. You know, why are you doing that? You're just telling them all of your habits and everything. Don't do that. They want to know everything that they possibly can about you. Don't let them have that information. But social media, they're going to use it to do the social media score just like they did in China. I mean, this is going to get bad, folks. You think it's bad now? It's going to get bad, in my humble opinion. I could be wrong.
Look at this wretched newspaper. Trump impeached for second time.
It just, the mainstream media, it sickens me.
You haven't heard the best. I hear on the front page, below the fold, except for violent incidents, crime down in 2020.
Now, that is
That's the fucking I'm talking headline. That's the damn headline in the paper. Except for violent crimes, it's better. God, I cannot take this.
It's like saying, except for all the crashes, it was a safe race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad that it's only violent crime going on.
Thank goodness.
That they're not stealing flower pots off the front porch or something that was sent by Amazon.
They are.
I mean, they're breaking into churches.
They're just not telling about it.
They're breaking into churches. It's just, what is wrong with you people?
Oh, just since you're a businessman, we have a new company.
Oh, cool.
Advertising on a station called DCCI, mm-hmm. Darden Communications Consultants. They have the stuff that can help you track product should it be pilfered.
Pilfered.
They offer a whole lot of different services.
Well, good, because there's a whole lot of stuff being pilfered.
Yeah, I know. And you'll always know where it is. The people that take it won't know that you know that.
Oh, tracking stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
321. I wonder why that newspaper.
What newspaper? What's left of it?
Except for violent crime.
It's insane.
And by the way, I don't believe that either.
No, they're lying to us about everything.
Trucks have been arising. They've been arriving at Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Good, good. Well, they got plenty of room to put stuff.
The problem with many places is that the supply chains have
been. COVID's interrupted all that.
But not at Kaiser, and they've got 65,000 square feet of stuff to pick from.
Like an airplane hangar.
Yep, that's it. It's about that size.
Wow.
But it's filled with furniture, not airplanes, and all different types and styles. With that kind of space, you can accommodate any kind of taste. And that, let's see, if you take Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts, that's about 22,000 square feet for each of them to manage. And they can do it. They know what they have. Let them know what you're interested in seeing, what budget, what price range you're in.
I would kill to have that kind of room.
And they'll line up the choices for you. Get you a Synchrony 0% account if you spend $2,000 or more over 18 months. That's a Brett McDonald sanctioned idea. 0% is okay.
Always.
And great customer service, expert. And if you want to bring a picture of a room and you're not sure what to put in it, you've got all that experience there to help consult you and make those choices. Plus, when they total up your sales slip, you pay 8.25 at Kaiser, not 10, because they're not in Montgomery. So shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, go to shopkaiser.com or stop by 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
At the Home Depot's Days of Doing Winter Bath event, it's never been easier to turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with a wide selection of stylish vanities from only $139. New low prices on faucets starting at only $59. Why not do something nice for your bathroom, your budget, and yourself? Come to the Winter Bath event, going on now at the Home Depot and homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through February 28th while supplies last.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel. Language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How do we get more people taking the COVID vaccine? Easy. Instead of a shot in the arm, introducing COVID shots. Moderna is teaming up with Absolut Vodka to bring you Absolut COVID Jello Shots. Choose from lemon, strawberry, watermelon, orange, or banana.
Oh my God, I'm so wasted. And you, best best immunization ever.
Moderna's Absolut COVID Jello Shots. Get yours at a bar near you.
I can't feel my lips.
Students in LA School District get COVID-19 vaccine to return to classrooms. Whatever. They have so messed up our kids with remote learning and all these other swell ideas that have come along in the interim. We've got
Papa B. With
Rosie as my witness. Papa B, I was about to punch your line down. Don't call back. It is 3:26.
Already?
Yeah. I like that idea of Jello shots instead of the... You remember, I've been punctured so many times by shots, IV. I mean, I like it when I'm getting it, but there were times I was in the hospital, So I think I have a hole here in my, the crease of my, above my left forearm. They just find that and stick it in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been opened up so many times. What was the... We were talking about this morning. What was the vaccine that left a permanent mark? Was that smallpox?
It was chickenpox, wasn't it?
I got chickenpox.
A little circular...
I thought it was smallpox.
Yes. Was it smallpox?
I don't
have that mark. My mom says they tried three times to give me... I was just... Funny, I was just typing that. Three times to give me that. Because, when you were kids on the playground, everybody would look at the... Examine their marks, and, the guys would compare them. I don't have one. My body wouldn't take it. Sorry.
No. There's a study that says that 4 out of 5 people are planning to do something big after they get the vaccine. Like what?
Get Bell's palsy.
You don't want to get
that.
You're
going to have a party.
Janelle got that.
It's not good.
It's horrible. I mean, it goes away, but for a month to 6 weeks, your face is...
You do the Pelosi.
Yeah. Well, that's because she's got all that...
plastic.
Plastic in there. All plastic. Those injections. All those...
Oh, the plastic.
What's that stuff they stick in?
Botox.
No, it's not. That's the wrinkle reducer. I'm talking about the stuff they inject.
Spackling compound.
Collagen?
Collagen, yeah. Collagen injections. And they do those sometimes to recreate cheeks over cheekbones.
Yeah.
If that disappears. Not a good idea.
No.
Because if it doesn't work, you literally look deformed.
Pelosi.
Yeah, that's her.
Sick, some woman. Beautiful women wreck their appearance by doing that.
I've seen pictures.
The ones I don't understand are like Renee Zellweger, who looks like somebody totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was cute.
Well, yeah. She was different looking. Now
Meg
she's
Ryan.
Really different looking.
Oh, Meg Ryan got
she
the,
was
she
darling.
Ended up with a Joker face.
Yeah, so she's stuck with Mellencamp now, so that's okay.
Are they still together?
Yes. I used to be a big Mellencamp fan until he started getting political.
Oh, yeah, he was another one that started, too.
What's wrong with you people? Just shut up and do whatever it is you do to get famous and stay out of politics. Get off your soapbox. Don't tell us how to live. Don't lecture us.
Yeah. In fact, the guy I like to read, he and David Blackburn are my daily bloggers. Mm-hmm. Why? He has an article today, Why Quote Celebrities?
Good point.
The last time Sean Penn made news, he was interviewing gangster El Chapo for a documentary, but Penn said something and Breitbart felt duty-bound to devote a story to him. Sean Penn compares Trump supporters to Al-Qaeda, says Trump has bin Laden. oh gosh, someone in Hollywood insulted President Trump. That's only happened every hour on the hour for four years.
Yeah, really? No kidding.
And it's Sean Penn, unless you're a relative or someone seeking a job from him, no normal person really cares what he thinks about them because the man does not seem to be a good judge of character.
Yeah, look at who he married.
He's also not much of a sailor. In 2005, he went to Louisiana to rescue people trapped in waters from Katrina. The Guardian reported Sean Penn was so frustrated by the search and rescue efforts in the inundated streets of New Orleans that he launched his own personal rescue mission only for his boat to spring technical difficulties, in other words, a leak. According to Australia's Melbourne Herald Sun, he was forced to bail out with a red plastic cup when the vessel started filling with water. Then the motor didn't start, forcing him and his crew to paddle by hand. I mean, he was there and he tried.
Yeah.
But
good motives, I guess.
And it goes on with all the usual, you know, why quote them? Why should we care?
Good point.
And they do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We are at 3:31. Like cars and almost any type, well, like the things that Terry sells. Model years are a thing when it comes to mowers and products that help you keep a nice outside. At Lewis Lawn, they're still working to clear all remaining 2020 inventory to make room for the 2021s as they start to roll in ahead of the season. We were just outside looking at the trees, which are fully denuded, but in 2 months they will be flush with leaves.
It means no leaves.
Okay,
no
thank you.
Wow, tree denudation day is around the 15th of December usually.
Wow.
Track that here.
Wow.
So Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ and a great crew there are looking to make good deals for you on an extraordinary line of products, all the way up to the big tractor style mowers, the new Ego product line, which is battery-operated mowers and blowers and edgers and you name it, and they last. You can mow your lawn up. They have a self-propelled, battery-charged mower that will get your lawn done with plenty to spare.
That's cool.
It is. Edgers and trimmers, anything you buy there, whether it's a Zero Turn by Echo or Exmark, can be brought back there for service, which is why professionals like to team up with them, because they know if something breaks or it needs service, they can take it there and get back into business because they have a limited window to make their money. But it works just as well for the do-it-yourselfer. You'll find them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open for another 28 minutes this afternoon. 244-9191 is the number. They also have monthly specials and incentives. Check them out. Lewis Lawn. Our first look at the road to 333.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate all around Montgomery. Got a little congestion. Eastern Boulevard right at I-85 and Atlanta Highway is very busy outbound from downtown. Got construction going on the Alabama River Bridge again. One lane traffic. You know the deal. It's backed up through the interchange now. I-65 and 85 interchange really busy at the moment. Up in Prattville, Highway 82 at Cobbs Ford. Got an accident there. Moderate crash. They're still on the scene working it. Got a good bit of congestion there. Use caution if you're in that area. Keep it here for more traffic updates. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alexander City School System will go virtual beginning Tuesday, January 19th, because of a recent increase in COVID-19 cases. 21 students and 3 teachers tested positive, while 255 students and 24 teachers are now in quarantine. Students are expected to return to in-person learning next month. Close to 3,000 Alabamians are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials tell us confirmed cases now top 327,000. More than 56,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Rides. This weekend, it's offering a special virtual event to learn more about the movement. There is a link to the virtual event, which happens on Saturday, on the Freedom Rides Museum's Facebook page. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember the old days when you go to Dodger Stadium and see the Dodgers play whoever, and you have a little money for refreshments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $16 hot dog and $20 beer. Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah. It looks like this season is going to be at least the first half of it lost with no fans, more cardboard. It's so insane. However, the ballpark is being put to good use as a vaccination center. I don't know about you, but
Fourth Reich.
What's next? Are we going to be going for colonoscopies at a drive-up window? Just pull your ass up to the side and they run it and you're on your way?
I sure hope not.
This is ridiculous.
No, I agree. It is very much ridiculous.
I understand they want to administer this to as many people as they can. I guess this is free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. It's free. It depends on how you look at it, I guess. But, yeah. So I'm sure we're paying for it somehow.
Let's see. Here's a story from a trusted source. Incitement timeline debunked as ex-Capitol police chief says Pelosi, McConnell, sergeant-at-arms refused security measures.
Yep. Trump had asked and asked. Yeah.
This is really obscene.
And
Washington Post has reported that outgoing Capitol police chief Steve Sund believes his efforts to secure the premises were undermined by a lack of concern from House and Senate security officials who answered directly to Shrieker Spelosi.
No way.
Spumoni, whatever her name is, and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. The National Pulse can also report the Washington Post timeline proves it was impossible for Trump speech attendees to have made it to the Capitol in time for the breach. In other words, he was still speaking when this crap started. Right. That's what Jeff Mallinson told us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he had no plans for... None of them did.
No. This is all ridiculous. Well, it's
I believe
just,
they had inside help.
I don't doubt it for one second.
Yeah.
I know somebody's already requested some Freedom of Information Act. Officials hold briefing on inauguration security. Yeah, what do they think? Is this the next setup? Do they think we're going to come back and try and destroy the inauguration of Mr. Potato Head?
They're trying to villainize Trump and any of his supporters. You know, they've been calling us deplorables. Now they're just trying to make everybody afraid of us to of character assassinate us.
Of all the stories, though, that really pissed me off, and there's plenty out there.
Yes, there are.
Was Curt Schilling losing his insurance because of his social media score. And yet,
that's insane.
The very people that are calling us the deplorables, the Trump's a Nazi, all this stuff, they're the ones that are doing exactly what they did in mm-hmm. 30s Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So AIG was the insurance company that canceled Curt Schilling, and the guys never called for mayhem or riots or any of that stuff. They just don't like his political view.
Nope. That's exactly right.
People knowing he's the guy that actually the one ball player had the nuts to tell the truth about. It was a list of totally verifiable through Snopes even.
Well, he's an influencer.
Death tolls from Muslim attacks.
He's an influencer.
Radical Islamic.
They can't have that. They can't have anybody that has an audience to say things bad about them. Can't blow that gig, man.
So, okay, where does he go? There's plenty of other insurance companies, but is somebody out there going to report, hey, you can't give this guy insurance?
Exactly. This is how they control everything.
It is. This is, and it's so totally against what this country was founded on, our founding principles.
Amen.
That's why we can all have a nice, hearty laugh this afternoon. At Twitter and Facebook losing $51 billion in market share.
Billion with a
unless
B.
you own that stock, you're crying.
Yeah, well, you know, if you do own that stock and you're crying,
dump it.
Instead of crying to yourself or to a friend, get a hold of corporate headquarters.
Exactly.
And tell them to cut the crap out. Because it's like Trump has always said, I'm just in their way. It's not really me they're after. They're after you.
Amen. We're about to find that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got all three. They got the White House and with those honest elections we just had.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, these are going to be really interesting times.
Yeah, they already are.
There was something. Oh, let me go back to this real quick. WAPO, that would be the
Washington Post.
Washington Post. 2 days before Congress set to formalize President-elect Joe Biden, I still can't believe I'm saying that, Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sutton was growing increasingly worried about the size of the pro-Trump crowds expected to stream into Washington to protest. To be on the safe side, he asked the House and Senate security officials for permission that the D.C. National Guard be placed on standby in case he needed quick backup. And nobody would have had a problem with that from the Trump side of things because nobody had went there with plans to break windows or burn anything
down.
Yeah,
all the Trump people leave the place better than they found it.
By the way, when does the 10-day funeral for Ashley Babbitt start?
Yeah.
The woman that was shot down in cold blood by somebody. Haven't heard a thing about it. Mm-hmm. Who did it? Who pulled the trigger? Why? And here we go. Listen, in his first interview since pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol... Even though we just found out today that one of them was the son of a New York Supreme Court justice, a Democrat.
One of these morons compared it to Pearl Harbor. I think Schumer compared it to Pearl Harbor. Mike Honeycutt at Baumhauer's last night. Great, great meeting anyway, Baumhauer's.
Yes.
Folks, you need to come if you haven't, please. But he showed me a tape of a lady accosting Schumer, just shutting him down.
Oh, yeah,
great.
I did see that.
That's great.
Was language in that okay?
I don't remember.
I could barely hear it.
No, he was out somewhere, and she came up and gave him what for.
Yeah, and he was finally like, can we do something? Can we get rid of her? Can we keep, you know?
It was a beautiful thing.
It was a wonderful thing to see.
In the first interview since pro-Trump rioters stormed the Capitol.
Stormed the Capitol.
Sun, who has resigned his post, said supervisors were reluctant to take formal steps to put the guard on call, even as police intelligence suggested that the crowd Trump had invited into Washington to protest his defeat would be much larger than earlier demonstrations. Well, why not underestimate the man again? And again, those weren't crazy people that went there to cause trouble. They were patriots who wanted to be seen and heard.
That's right.
Why would they, if they were violent and destructive, why would they wait to get to the Capitol building?
Exactly. Why not just storm it?
Instead, the people that are in charge of keeping the Capitol clean didn't have much to do because they pick up after themselves and do all those, like, mature things.
Like you're supposed to.
Yeah. And I got a great Mimi here I want to try and get on today, too, because I'm tired of it all. 2020 Mercedes-Benz at Jack
Daniels. No, I'm not tired of that. No. We'll talk about that all day long.
Check this out. You can lease a 2020 Mercedes-Benz Model C300 sedan for $399 a month.
That's one of the safest cars on the road. Several years ago, a lady got hit by a semi-truck on Taylor where it hits 231, took the front, sheared the front of the car off. She walked away. She was driving a C300.
You know, I'm glad you told me that story because that's what Janelle drives.
Yep. Can't get a safer car.
She bought a certified pre-owned 2017.
Good.
Still covered on the warranty, but it's nice to know that it has that kind of protection.
Extremely safe car.
But if you've always dreamed of driving Mercedes, get a hold of Jack Inger Mercedes-Benz and test drive one of these.
Yeah.
That's the C300 sedan, leasable for $399.90 a month. Mm-hmm. I missed that second 90 cents there. $399.90 a month.
Full disclosure.
And here's the reason why you should do that. Here's the reason why you should do that. Because it's time to love what you drive. I've been a passenger in her car, and I'm telling you, it's an awesome machine.
They are. They're good cars.
Along with everything else you'll find at the entire Jack Ingram family of dealerships. 347.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What happened? happened to all that cash? What will I do with my broke ass? It's gonna be rough when unemployment ends. No more Chilean sea bass. Be living neath an overpass. It's gonna be rough when unemployment ends. Creditors calling again. We're gonna take your car. Good luck, I tell them again. You'll never find where it's parked. If I'm to find a job perchance, I should start by putting on pants. It's gonna be rough when unemployment ends. Here I am on the street again, waving down strange cars. Here I am on my knees again. $20 won't get you far. When this virus has come to pass, I hope to rebuild my credit score and maybe find, you know, a nice furnished studio apartment, conveniently located on or nearby a bus line. It's gonna be rough when unemployment ends.
Oh, don't worry, Joe's gonna fix everything. Mr. Potato Head's gonna get in there, and you're gonna be whoa.
Everything's gonna be great.
If you've been sitting around on your ass doing nothing, those days are coming to... He'll bring back the WPA. And I'm not talking about a radio station. I'm talking about, you know, let's give you a shovel and build...
Yeah! Just like Hitler did.
Well, I mean, some of that did work out now, Terry. He built the Autobahn.
That's right. Yeah. Because you got to move those troops and equipment really quickly when you're invading other countries in Europe, Greg.
So when I arrived at the radio station this afternoon, I received a package with a big sack in it.
Was it a sack with a package or a package with a sack?
It's a sack with a package.
Okay, it's important.
And a card. On the front of the card, it says, Happy and Healthy 2021.
Oh, that's nice.
And
that's
so nice. Notice the artwork here. It says, Hawk Toe Host. See the
that's
the
worth
foot?
A shot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it says on the front.
Use those
inside.
Little diagrams like we talk show people can't read.
Please accept these additions to your health care program. Bicycle vanity tag. That's right here.
He didn't get a bail too, did you? Watch the Budel. I love it. That's cool.
It says watch the Budel burn. Very nicely done.
That's very nice. That's a nice plate.
And it says you'll be smoking.
It's a little big.
Just not cigarettes.
Ooh, that's cool. You're so beloved by your audience, Greg.
Yes.
And in the sack, which is really nice, this would make a good, like, money bag or something.
It looks like treasure a bank bag. Money bag.
I received a...
mixed beans.
Yeah, 15-bean soup.
Yeah.
And this
it's
is
Christmas
supposed to be
every day when you grab you down.
This is supposed to be the fuel that will help propel me.
Oh.
No doubt.
These are the beans. I think you need to boil these for about a week before they're...
No, but I can give you a hint.
Yeah?
If you will cover them with water and put a little baking soda in there, bring them to a boil, and let them sit for an hour.
Or you could put them in shotgun
well,
shells.
Well, when you bring it to a boil, what do? Turn it off or keep it on?
Yeah, you turn it off after you bring it to a boil. You either do that or you cover them with water and let them sit overnight. You know, until they expand.
Well, this is a very clever and thoughtful idea.
I thought so.
And
yes.
I appreciate it. I don't know, though, if I will be able to attach the plate.
It's a little big.
To your bike.
To the bike.
You can put it on the front of your SUV.
Actually, given what happens in the studio, we could put it on the door.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great burn. Idea.
I mean, we've already had that happen today. That newspaper. What a joke.
Exactly.
And I love the sack.
You can make bean soup with that.
With the sack?
Somebody obviously has listened to your the programs when you've talked about that Senate bean soup.
Oh, yeah. That's navy bean.
Yeah, but there's navy beans in there. Just
there's
add
15 different beans.
Yeah.
15 different
Very
beans.
Very healthy.
The navy beans are the ones with little white hats on them.
Yeah.
They're the big beans.
And the bell-bottom, bell-bottom pants.
Exactly.
And the brand Hearst's ham beans.
And I don't know
but
about
But it
those.
Spells beans, B-E-E-N-S, like has beans.
Oh. Ooh.
Has beans.
See, some chopped up ham or a couple of big ham hocks in there.
Some flavor.
Or some bacon, thick cut bacon.
15 beans.
Onions.
Soup. 20 ounces.
I like it.
Yeah.
15 bean soup. One onion chopped. One diced tomato. Teaspoon of chili powder.
Chili powder.
Juice of one lemon.
One lemon.
1 to 2 cloves of garlic.
Love garlic.
And then it mentions ham hocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it some flavor.
Or smoked sausage.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a really good recipe. Very simple, if you want. A quick, really cool soup is to take. You ever have bean with bacon soup from Campbell's?
Yes.
Yeah. But grill some sausage and chop it up and then make the soup and toss the sausage in. It's really good.
Yeah.
You have a little touch of sour cream in there, maybe a sprig of chive.
Well, they used to make something called beans and beef, which were Campbell's baked beans. So they had little chunks of beef. And it was really good. When I was a kid, I loved them. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah, they're back to the pork and beans.
Yeah, back to the pork and beans, that's right.
Well, we have killed the first hour, and I mean really
fun.
Dead.
It was a fun hour.
It was.
Just don't take ourselves too seriously. We'll be all right.
At 3:56, I mentioned Jeff Mallinson.
Mm-hmm.
He and the team at Georgia Floors Direct, 55% of people made a significant change in their home last year.
I can
Meaning
see that.
Meaning an improvement. You know, when you're... Sometimes you don't notice when you're in and out of your house all day, you don't see it.
It takes other people coming in and...
Like, I know our big project this year is to... We're going to redo the interior paint.
Good.
Because I just noticed that it's starting to get a little grungy.
Happens.
So that's a project that we can do like we did last time over the course of a year. But for flooring, and we've used them so many times, they have put in hardwood flooring for us. They retiled and built, literally... out of a plain garden tub, a sauna for me.
Cool.
Designed the tile. They did a backsplash with tile for us.
Wow.
Our runners are from Georgia Floors
Direct. Our carpet store did this? That's amazing.
And when I replaced the carpeting in my bedroom, not that I'm a particular type of slob, but they got me a full, and it's a large room, and the price I got in that was jaw-droppingly small. Compared to what I expected to have to pay for really good carpeting.
Yeah.
So shop with confidence there. You're going to get a wholesale price, excellent installation, and Jeff Mallinson and his team will help you find what you want at a true wholesale price. The way they've been doing it for over 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's, Georgia Floors Direct. Look them up on Facebook. As we head into 4 o'clock with a Trek on Traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, we have got a lot of folks outbound from downtown trying to get out of the city this afternoon already. Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson busy, as well as Northeast Boulevard. All those cars headed to 231 and Wetumpka. We've got congestion on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road, at Lower Wetumpka Road, and at Coliseum Boulevard. And we're a little bit busy at Taylor Road and Troy Highway in the East-South Boulevard. One lane traffic across the Alabama River Bridge. Yeah, they're doing construction again this afternoon. Traffic's backed up into the interchange. Use caution or avoid that for the next little bit if possible. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details.